This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me, or from one of the regular guest contributors here, or Nardo meowing in the background. But it's Saturday, and on Saturday we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. And then you wait while I get my ass in gear and put this thing together. If I were to shut up for a second, you'd hear the music bed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Doesn't he do great work? Drop him a line, see if he can spice up your podcast. Anyway, this is the 54th weekly challenge. The topic was selected by Liana of Hodgepodge Point, and it's Pea Shooter. I got 9 stories this week. Just 9. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and it's Morgan Freeman from Platypus Society. But you can call him Chris.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of the Platypus Society, back for another 100-word challenge. Actually, this is a double challenge, since I believe Terrence threw down the gauntlet that we should try to continue our story from the previous week. I have accepted that challenge, so once again, I have for you a tale from Shawshank Prison. And since I can't do this the justice it deserves, back again to read my story, the master narrator himself, your friend and mine, Morgan Freeman.
The only meal inmates ever looked forward to in Shawshank was shepherd's pie. Ground beef covered with layers of mashed potatoes and peas. As prison food goes, it was the closest any of us would come to fine dining. My good friend Andy Dufresne hated shepherd's pie, and for good reason. It always signaled a visit from Pea Shooter Jenkins, a beefy bull queer from cell block A. Pea Shooter always asked for seconds, and then he'd go looking for Andy. In the days that followed, Andy would walk with a noticeable limp, leaving a trail of peas on the ground behind him.
I would just like to take a moment to mention that traffic on the podcast has actually gone through the roof, but they're all through searches for, let's just say, unseemly activities. Thank you, Chris, and Morgan Freeman. The text from Chris's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's links to everybody's homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things that they do in their free time, other than tell tales of prison rape. Let's go ahead and check out the other veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. First up is Caleb Bullen from Black Tie Martini Club Podcast.com. Caleb, please weave us a story that doesn't involve bull queers in prison.
I reckon Whitey should have known not to flinch. I seen Pea Shooter Johnson shoot a pea out of man's hand 12 times. The only time anything went wrong is when somebody flinched. And I reckon Whitey should have known that he'd lose that other hand if he went seeking vengeance against a sharpshooter. However, the trick of shooting a gun out of man's hand is slightly less impressive when that gun has already fired. I reckon Pea Shooter won't be shooting anything anymore, rest his soul. Then again, neither will Whitey. Lesson he learns to shoot with his feet.
Thank you, Caleb. That's Caleb Bullen from Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Let me see who's up next here. We've had Chris. We've had Caleb. Now we have Tom from the Tiny Pump House on the Hill and the Footnote Podcast and Big Berry and all that jazz. Let's hear Tom's story.
Hello, my people. Tom here with another everyday story. Does that count as a continuation, Terrence? The story is called Flinched. One might mistake a drinking straw for a pea shooter, but it lacks the tensile integrity, rigidity, and diameter to propel a pea with sufficient velocity to make one of your friends flinch. The fathers of my three best friends regularly beat them with fist, shoe, and belt. It was hard to make them flinch. We would weave balloon-tired Schwinns between the cars parked at Garfalo's grocery, pneumatically pelting each other with peas. Getting caught in a crossfire, I snapped my head back and plowed into the mirror of a 43 Packard. Blood everywhere. They flinched. I won.
Whoa, 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 stand by. Wait, this is an audio gumshoe. Oh, Rich Palmer's going to get me for that. Thank you very much, Tom, from the Tiny Pump House on the Hill up there at Footnote. How is Caroline from Quadra doing? Is she, like, you know, too busy to do stories? I miss her. You know, when you go back up to the Tiny Pump House in the Hill, let her know we miss her, please. Okay. Next up, after Tom, is the person who came up with this topic, and that's Liana of Hodgepodge Point. She's been doing mental material and taking a break, restoring her creative juices with Red Bull and Jägermeister. Knock down a shot for me, and let's see what we've got from Liana.
Hiya, folks. Liana here from where? Yep, Hodgepodge Point. If you come over to listen to my ramblings every week, I'm sure to make you feel smarter. For this week's challenge number 54, Pea Shooter, do you guys hate me for this topic? I have the following story titled, Technological Regression. Got one in the nostril. Watch him flail. Bernie celebrated over screams and cries. A celery stalk whizzed by, hitting a howling child. Tom gave Bernie the thumbs up, then aimed his bow again for a red-headed girl. Hey! Sean shouted next to Bernie, tapping his helmet. Look there! He pointed past the barrier towards the west. Clambering over a broken wall, preteens were making off with a Wii and Xbox. Bazooka! Bernie ordered, dropping his pea shooter to load a broccoli head. The weapon was fired. Four kids fell. When will the brats learn? These are adult toys now.
Oh, we don't hate you for that topic at all. Come on. There have been maybe one or two that have been worse. Just kidding. All right. Well, that was Liana from Hodgepodge Point. Coming up next is Sister Mary Edith, who always puts me in a happy mood. Let's see what new words we're going to learn today. Well, okay, I tried to load the story, but it didn't play. So, Sister Mary Edith, I'm going to toss you a note and say, hey, can you reburn us a copy of the story? And yeah, I know, I should be testing these during the week as you send them in. But part of the experience is me playing these for the first time on Saturday so that you get my genuine reaction. And my genuine reaction to this is, why ain't the story working? So, yeah, it's a production nightmare for me, but, it's also, it gets you, you know, my feelings, when these things come up, because I'm not gonna, you know, fake it. I'm not some, you know, Harry Met Sally diner scene. I want to give you the real thing. And speaking of the real thing, here's Mike James from the Mike Thinks podcast. Mike, let's hear your story.
Hi, this is Mike James from the Mike Thinks podcast, www.mikethinks.com. And this is my entry into the 100-word story, Pea Shooter. If you have any comments or suggestions, give me a call, 347-BUG-MIKE. Ted was disgusted. This pea shooter's practically useless, he thought. Previous mistakes weren't important now. Someone's coming. Ted dashed into an office, looking for anything useful. Suddenly, the door shattered. A menacing form appeared. This is it, Ted muttered. Letting loose with abandon, running behind his adversary, Ted's pea shooter making pathetic yet satisfying pops. His enemy stood motionless as Ted destroyed him, screaming cheers of victory. Thousands of miles away, Jeff cursed. Monitor cable wrapped around his ankle, his brother behind him roaring in unrestrained laughter. Jeff reconnected it just in time to see Ted's text message. Noob.
As a cubicle prisoner, I'd just like to say, rock on. Rock on. Thank you, Mike, and welcome back. Next up is Terrence from the Never Was podcast, and let's hear what he's got for us and what new challenges he's going to lay down. Next up, you're probably going to have to record while standing on one foot. Possibly none. Okay, Yogini Terrence, hip us to your swerve.
Hi, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. You can find it at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. And I'm hoping this week to hear a lot of stories continued from last week's smoke in this week's pea shooter. So here is my story for the 54th weekly challenge. Shifting, Raoul tried to ignore the increasing pressure in his bladder. Eve was sleeping, but not deeply. I do not want to wake her, he thought to himself, before giving himself a mental slap. What am I worried about? He scolded himself. I'm Raoul. She should be cowering before me. Even though he thought it firmly, he knew that there was something about Eve, something that changed him when she was around. Carefully, he slid out of bed and tiptoed to the bathroom. He then slowly lifted the seat, took his pea shooter in hand, and emptied his bladder.
Bye. Thank you, Terrence. And now, la 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 la. Yeah, I know, it's a Smith time. Here we go with the first of the Smiths. It's Tom with the silent four. You have to listen to this because he didn't send me the text to his story just yet. So you must listen. And I guess learn. Tom from the Stuffcast, right now.
Hi, this is Tom from Stuffcast. And this is my submission for the week. Here we go. Pea shooter. He wanted to break into the business really, really bad. He's been practicing since he was 12, watching the pros, getting tips from the magazines. He wanted to go pro and be a star and burn $1,000 bills. The chicks would be all over him in his Ferrari. At 19, he got his first break. A chance with the minor league setup that would lead to a chance in the big leagues to go to the show. He ended up a total failure. Just can't make it into the Triple X movies with a pea shooter.
Between bull queers and Triple X movies, I'm just going to have to get a bigger server and more bandwidth, I think. Or block Chinese and Russian aggregator sites. Thank you very much, Tom, with a silent four in his name. I think everybody's going to start putting silent four in his names. The other Smith that's in this week, because Patty said, the hell with you! It's Ted of Ted's Podcast. Here we go with Ted.
Hi, this is Ted, and this is my submission for the 100-word story, Pea Shooters. Tommy and Nick were bored. It was a rainy Sunday afternoon, and there seemed to be nothing to do. I explained to them that when I was a boy, we used to make pea shooters and have competitions, so you could be the best marksman. I also told them that the cat was not a target. Use soup cans, I said, or make paper targets. The boys disappeared into Tommy's bedroom. An hour later, the boys emerged from the room, soaking wet, stinking of urine, empty squirt guns in hand. Uncle Rocky, Tommy squeaked, we're out of ammo. Can you pee in my water pistol for me?
Three words, Child Protective Services. Thank you very much, Uncle Rocky. I mean, Ted. Tom. Wait, Ted, Tom. You know, this is what happens when I do the weekly challenge without drinking any coffee. I have my Minty Biscuits tea, iced tea, here in a glass in front of me, in an Astros cup, back when they were the 2005 league champions, as opposed to the suck bags that they are right now. One of these days I'm going to do an Astros podcast. It'll be half an episode before I get thrown off the air. Finally, we have our friend Planet Z. But Planet Z's taking a break. And I think what we've got now is from Chicago Public Radio, none other than Ira Glass.
This is Ira Glass from Chicago Public Radio, the most famous homosexual Jewish America-hating communist since Karl Marx, and you're listening to This American Life. Act 1, brothers. Stop me if you've heard this one. Paul and Zachary were ordinary kids from Harlem, sitting around, bored. Zachary looks at the massacre and Bush's illegal war in Iraq, and comes up with the idea to go on a killing spree. But let's make it interesting, says Paul. Let's kill people we know, in alphabetical order. So they go on a tear through the neighborhood. Andy, Betty, Cecil, Dwanitra, all the way up to P. And that's when Zachary pulls out his gun and shoots Paul. Why did you do that? Gasped Paul. Because you talk too damn much, said Zachary. And we don't know any cues. This has been Ira Glass from Chicago Public Radio. And you have been listening to This American Life. And now, Carl Castle, taking a dump.
And there you have it. That's 10 stories about Pea Shooter. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week.
Clicky, clicky, click.
Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 55th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 56th weekly challenge, and they win official 100-word stories, podcast, refrigerator magnets, and other stuff when I get to the shipping place. I know it's been a few weeks, but I've got to get out there, and I've also got to send out some flying monkeys to the people of Bucket. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. There is also archives of my very own 100-word stories up there, over 1,000 episodes in all. And if I ever get around to getting this Ellison stuff packaged, it'll be 1,000 and blumph. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes, the awesome Podcast Ready site, and, hey, just now somebody registered blumph.com, and I'm sure that's going to be a Web 2.0 podcasting thing. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. If you've got a podcast without good theme music, well, go to Guy David and you won't be one of those anymore. You'll be a podcast with good theme music, okay? Like this one. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. Oh, okay, I haven't been doing those for a while. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. But until then, thank you for listening, your undying affection, and as always,
keep it brief. Closing.